in the morning.
42 minutes after 7 o'clock, if you want to squeeze in your answer to the riddle question, what do you need to open a door? Send it to me. I will give you the answer before we wrap up, before we reach 8 o'clock this morning. So, what do you need to open a door? You can tell me on 47913 or it's 072-238-0712. All right, we're going to move on to our next feature now. So, a group of Bromwell Street residents who are facing eviction from their homes in Woodstock have been in and out of court battle with the city of Cape Town to relocate them to areas close to the city. This after the city offered families emergency housing at Wilbur Revere, an area that's more than 40 kilometers outside the city. Whilst residents have voiced their concerns about housing in Wilbur Revere, they have recently also lodged a Judicial Services Commission complaint and a recusal application against the acting judge, Leslie Vinkova, for alleged discriminatory comments made during court proceedings. Chatting to us this morning is legal researcher for Indifuna Kwazi Law Center, Mitchell De Beer. Mitchell, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me.
Perhaps you can give us a background as to what led to the application against acting judge Leslie Vinkova. What made you apply this? I see that you've mentioned here discriminatory comments, and I know that the court proceedings have been going on for a while, so could you perhaps highlight that for us?
No problem. I think you put quite succinctly the background to the whole matter. There's just two things I can highlight quickly. The first is that our clients, the Bromwell Street residents, are poor and very vulnerable people, and they don't really have any alternatives at the moment. They've been looking, some of them have been lucky, but they're quite desperate people. And following on from what happened in the proceedings was that during arguments, the acting judge Winecoat, I think that's how he pronounced his name, made certain comments about the ability of our clients as poor people, and poor people, to understand certain things. So one of our clients is a kitchen assistant in Observatory, and she made some submissions in her papers about other parcels of land within the city of Cape Town that could be used to provide emergency housing. And the judge sort of questioned whether or not a kitchen assistant would be able to even understand that, which we thought was very concerning, and our clients also thought was very concerning. There's quite a few things, but another one of the more questionable things that our clients were concerned about was the judge questioning why certain unemployed people would need to be close to the city and employment opportunities, which we think is absolutely inappropriate to say anything like that, because unemployed people need to be able to find employment opportunities, and removing them from spaces where employment opportunities are is very prejudicial to their interests. So in that context, during the hearing, our clients had instructed us to look into perhaps lodging a complaint and a recusal application. What transpired after the hearing was, in another matter with a certain attorney, his name is Tim Dunn. The judge had also made some prejudicial comments towards a blue-collar employee in that matter, whether or not this employee could understand certain words used in papers that the employee had signed. And our advice to our clients was, there's clearly a pattern here with this acting judge. And our clients were concerned that he would be biased towards them because of their socioeconomic status. And we also advised them that these sorts of comments go completely against any judicial ethics and code of conduct. Hence, both applying for the judge's recusal and lodging a complaint with the JSC.
What steps will be taken following this now, after the complaint is lodged? What would happen after that?
So it's two separate processes. So for the recusal application, how it works practically is that the judge has asked us to argue the matter in May, which we will be doing. After argument, he will decide whether or not he will recuse himself. Whatever comes out of that, there may be an appeal, there may not be an appeal. I can't comment on that yet. For the complaint, there's also quite a process that goes through there. We're waiting for the JSC to comment on what's going to happen next. There's different levels of misconduct from the JSC's perspective, which leads to different processes. And I think it depends on how they view the matter. I think also because it's an acting judge, not a full-time judge, a permanent judge, that might also influence the process. So I'm not sure what's the next step there.
Do you perhaps feel that the comments that he made is an indication of the decision he took, you know, with regards to the residents, you know, the area that's been allocated for the residents being 40 kilometers outside the city?
I wouldn't say he's made a decision yet because the matter's still arguing, still being argued. So I wouldn't think that the judge has made a decision. I think judges always hear everything, and once everything's done, they will make it. But our concern is that there's a particular bias, and perhaps that's something that might go into his mind afterwards, and that these sorts of comments show. And even if it's not a conscious bias, it might be an unconscious bias, and that's the concern of our clients.
When would you can go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say that our clients were very upset. And I mean, most of them were in court that day, and the specific Ms. Commando, who is the kitchen assistant, was sitting right there, and he's saying all these things. So they were very upset about it, and I just wanted to convey that.
I see. And when would you be lodging this complaint?
So the recusal application has been launched and set down for hearing in May, and the complaint was lodged, I think it was last week, Monday, with the JSC. So we still have to wait for them to come back.
All right, we're going to keep a close eye on the story, but thank you so much for chatting to us and giving us a background as to what's going on now.
Thank you very much for having me, and have a nice day.
You as well. All right, that is the voice of legal researcher for Indipuna Kwazi Law Center, Mitchell De Beer, talking to us about Bromwell Street residents lodging a complaint against the acting judge who allegedly used discriminatory comments during court proceedings, and they will be keeping us, you know, updated on this particular story, and we endeavor to find out more on it.